Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy, sir, of the 2020 Podcast, LLC. Please say the LLC. And before you listen to this episode, I just got to let you know, I need you to stop what you're doing. Go to blkrenaissance.com, and I need you to shop for the culture. That's right. Anytime you use the promo code LLC20 at Black Renaissance Clothing's website, you will get 20% off your order. Off rip. No questions asked. So do me a favor and do it for the culture. Peace.
Hey, this is KJ, and I have a question for you. When was the last time you got something nice for yourself? That's what I thought. So why not visit www.theblurredsyndicate.com and get something that will help you express who you really are. They've got shirts, mugs, purses, mouse pads, and even aprons for the gorillas of the family. So if you're a fan of anime, pro wrestling, or hell, even the Golden Girls, The Blurred Syndicate has got you covered. Also, if you use the code LLC20 at checkout, you'll get 20% off your order. So what are you waiting on? I got mine. Come get yours. And remember to join the BS.
Hi guys. It's Mr. I'm Just Being Honest, host of the Truth Serum Podcast, podcast for the people. You can find me on Spotify, Anchor, and Buzzsprout. More networks coming soon. Happy listening.
In the middle of Mary's Lane, she's dope. Fiend like a poet to words, using her herbs to smoke up her reflection. So come and go with me, there's so much new to see. So you can get high with me and maybe fly with me and see things how I see.
What's up? It's your girl, K. Marie of the 2020 Podcast, LLC. Please say the LLC every single damn time, okay? So, you know, Black talked about some videos, y'all, and I'm putting my little two cents in as well because evidently I heard through the grapevine that I might have some smoke with some things that I'm going to see. So shout out to Black, you know, Black, my boy, your boy, your boy, you know what I mean? And here we go. Everybody hates Black show. Let's do it. First video. I'm ready. Let's go.
Gay baby. It's a gay baby. Gay baby. Gay. Please be gay. Oh. Okay. Be what you want to be, but be gay. Okay. Thank you. Right? No pressure. No pressure, but pressure. Gay.
Wow. No pressure, but pressure. Be what you want to be, but be this. Sounds very conditional. I'm not sure what the intent is behind this video, what the purpose is, as if your son being one way or the other is going to make it. I feel like if you're going to let him be what or who he would like to be, then that means in all aspects of the word, you know, of the phrase rather. I don't feel like your influence in this. I'm trying to, you know, Black just gonna tell it like it is, but I try to be a little, you know, a little more reserved, but it's just really, this didn't even sit right in my spirit, y'all. And not on some Christianity type thing. It just, the intent, like the intent behind this, I can't get with. It don't even feel good. The energy and it don't even feel good. Like, whether you gay or not, like whether you celebrating Pride this month or not, you know what I mean? Like, I don't see it. I don't get it. And then it looked like he allergic to the idea that. Help me out. pray for me. But it really looked like he said, can't do it. Like he's not with the shits. But wow. Is this what it's come to? What you want him to be able to, I don't. I'm going to have to go watch a Black video because I know the Black went the hell off, okay? I know Black did not settle for this right here. I know that he went off. This right here, ooh. What you doing? Like, what's your why? What's your why in this? Next clip. Let's do it.
Are you not gonna help me take this inside?
Nah, I'm in the friend zone.
Are you not gonna walk on the outside so I don't get hit by a car?
What? I'm in the friend zone.
Are you not gonna open the door for me?
I'm in the friend zone.
This is so extreme.
Shut up.
$34.99. Hell no, I'm in the friend zone, man. You better get some coke. How much for these chocolates?
I don't have any money on my card. You think you could,
I'm going to
find me
good
for the train?
Oh, hell no, I'm in the friend zone. To go where? New York.
These folks out here, wow. Y'all so extreme for no reason. And y'all really ultimately make me so glad that me and my husband got each other back the way that we do. And we ain't out here in these streets, because this is just streets out here is real wild. Like, why this how it is? So you can't, as a friend in general, if you're in the front, you can't do nothing to help nobody else out unless you're about to get something. That's very intense. Is that how, I guess this is what I really want to know, because this is going to have to be more of a conversation that I can talk to somebody back and forth, that I can banter, if you will, because is this how guys feel? Like, you can't do anything for anyone unless you're about to receive something. You know what I mean? What is that cat? What is that thing? You know, what is this the only, this takes me back to a day at Waffle House. But that wasn't the intent. The intent was not to be something more, you know, because that's not what this is. So I guess it's not the same. But in the way that I'm looking at it, as a friend, even if you're in the friend zone, you know, you ain't getting no, you know, as a friend, you wouldn't. My best friend is a male. Like, I'm a what? So I'm gonna help you out. If you only doing things for things, then it just shows the type of person that you are, I feel like. But, I mean, that's very extreme. That's how y'all feel? I need to know. That's how y'all feel? Tell me. Talk to Kay. Come on. Tell me. Go ahead. I'm like, he woman anyway, though. I really don't, you know.
Are you not going to walk on the outside so I don't get hit by a car?
What? I'm in the friend zone.
Are you not gonna open a door for me?
I'm in the friend zone.
And I just feel like if you're acting this way, that's why you wouldn't even be in the friend zone with me, little baby. Like, it wouldn't even be your place. Like, you rude as hell for no fucking reason. And as if you wanted more. So this, I can't get with it. I can't get with it at all. $34.99. Ladies,
I'm in a friend zone.
This is like, this him showing you that he wants you. This him showing you that you, I can give you better, but you gotta do this. I can give you this, but you gotta do this. Like, you can't even help me carry a fucking chair. Like, miss me. That's how I feel. Like, go ahead. So hopefully you
better get some coke.
Better for you.
How much for these chocolates?
I have any money on my card. You think you could? I'm
most
likely good for the train.
Oh, hell no. I'm in the fence. Took away. New York.
Yeah, that's very extreme. Don't like that. And very petty and childish, may I add. Like, what? I can't relate. My spirit don't align with that at all.
Woman and making things happen and protecting my loved ones and the defenseless, but here I am in a marriage and you're calling me to be gentle and to be soft and to trust. I don't know what that is. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I was acting for a while. I was pretending and acting like literally, yes, daddy. What did you say? Yes, man of God. Okay, sure. And I really want to be like, that is dumb. This is stupid. You're making a dumb decision. This is bizarre. But because I started practicing and I kept reading the word and I kept reading Proverbs, and it's telling me to slow down. It's telling me to listen. It's telling me to be slow to speak, slow to anger, quick to listen, quick to understand. With my practice, with the word, beginning to water the seed that I was planting in me, and no longer was I practicing. I was just saying, daddy, you got me. And I meant it. I was just saying, man of God, you got it. I believe in you. I've been so used to being a leader and an alpha woman.
Let me say, so I don't usually go biblical, but let me say this about Proverbs and the Old Testament. It felt like the strength was better in a woman as opposed to being in enemy lines, that her being able to control the narrative, her being able to nurture this man into this, nurture the children into this, that, and the other. But there were some strong, not some strong women. I don't feel like that makes you weak. So let me say that. I can fight just like I can nurture, if you will, for lack of better words. I don't really get into alpha male or alpha female. I just feel like there's balance in everybody. So either you're going to be 80% headstrong and 20% soft. You're going to, your masculine, your feminine, they have to have balance. So you either, you know, headstrong, this, that, and the other, or you're soft. You know, it's the balance of it all. And some parts, even the most alpha male, if you will, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. But the most, you know, guy, you know, he still has a soft side. It may be his woman. It may be his child. It may be he likes to cuddle in the morning. Like, there's something that's, you know, about him. You know, it's just the balance of what it is. So I feel like you being soft and you lying are two different things, little baby. You not agreeing with an idea doesn't make you have to just say yes, that's it. No, speak your mind, say what you got to say, because how can he lead if he's only going off half of the information? You may know something that he don't even know. So that's why don't be quick to judgment, don't be quick to anger, don't be quick to this. No, talk some sense to this man. Look, fella, here you go. If we don't use Proverbs, I felt like that's what it was saying. But, you know, what do I know? I'm just K. But that was translated to me. That's what I felt for me. But I can also understand being under a man that wasn't meant to lead, or at least not meant to lead you, you know? So there's that. There's being equally yoked with the person that you're with, if we're going biblical. But really, if we're whatever, you still have to be equally yoked. You have to be yoked in some way that's going to benefit you. It's a give-give. It's a take-take. You're going to get something out of it. You're going to give something into it. That's the exchange of how it goes, you know? So I feel like you just yes, daddy, and going along with whatever, I feel like that was a you thing. I feel like I don't even think I've been grading these, but with this one, I got some smoke. I definitely got some smoke. I got like 75, but like, I want to like this. Like, I might. That last one, that one with the the friend zone. I got a lot of smoke with the petty and the childish. Like, grow the fuck up or get the fuck on. Because what are you even, why are you even here? What are you here for? So, and then that one with the little gate, I got a hell of a lot of smoke with that one. Okay. But this one, I got some smoke, you know, but I can't tell you your point of view. I can't tell you how you felt, but I can say that maybe your perception is kind of off. And hopefully you can heal from that. You know what I mean? Like, maybe it's a little off in how you're reviewing things. Maybe you weren't yoked with the right person. There's some other things as opposed to alpha this and alpha that. Okay, so where's your accountability in the situation? Because I feel like in helping cultivate somebody be their best version, which is what we're in these relationships to do, while we're putting to families and while we're putting to friendships and things like that, you're supposed to be cultivating the person to be the best version of them. So if he's sucky as a leader and you just going along with him being sucky as a leader, I feel like where's the blood on your hands? Since you're so alpha, you know, so you'd rather just let, I was just pretending. I feel like that's victimhood, and victimhood is not alpha at all. If we're going to talk about the descriptions of it, but them your words, not mine, but that's just how I feel about it. So I got some smoke or whatever. Who want it?
Why do men get so offended when women that they did not do right by and had no intentions of doing right by decides to go one of their homeboys?
I just feel like if you're gonna do it, do it. If you're gonna smoke all the way. If you're gonna do it, do it. I don't feel like this is a question, this is a topic to be discussed about whether it's okay for you to do what you want to do, basically. So I mean, I ain't really got no smoke because it's not my bed, but are you trying to feel vindicated and sleeping with his friend? I mean, because shame, guilt, remorse, those are things that you give yourself. So if you waiting on somebody else's check mark on you doing something that you're in control of, then you're never going to get that satisfaction. So, I mean, if you want to sleep with the man, sleep with the man. What Black say? Because if he wanted to sleep with your friend, he would sleep with your friend because he already, you know what I mean? If that's what you want to do, boo-boo, go ahead. But you got to live with you when you do it. So, I mean, anybody's going to feel some kind of way, though. I don't think that it's just a man or a woman or, I mean, well, I guess there's only, well. Let me hush. But I feel like anybody would feel some kind of way that, you know, you sleep with their friends. But if you feel vindicated in what you want to do, go ahead. Pat yourself on the back. It's how you feel about you after you do it. Okay, so those were the clips that I heard that Black was looking at. Now I'm going to have to go look at his reactions. But so here's one that I pulled. So y'all can look at this.
You know it's time to let go of that person.
I don't have to stop loving anybody in order to leave them. I can love you. I can still want what's best for you. I can still want you to get therapy or improve. I can still want you to be happy in a relationship with somebody else. And I think what we have to do is, and I want everybody to note this, at some point, if you are expending more than you are getting back in return, it's going to deplete you. If you are in a relationship with somebody and that person is not serving you, that person is not giving you what you need, they're not reciprocating, it's time to go. Because people will tell you, when you tell them about your problems in a relationship with somebody that's clearly dysfunctional or the relationship is not progressing, they're going to ask you this question, but do y'all love each other? As if that's the barometer as to why to stay. So what I need everybody to understand is, it doesn't matter if you love them. Is it healthy? Is it functional? Does it pour into you? And if it stops doing that, then it's time to go. Because look, I can love you from way, 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 way over there. All right.
Shout out to the podcast there. So I already know that Black is going to go off because he may or may not be a fan of this fella here. And I'm sure that he'll tell you himself. But I do agree, though, that you can love someone and leave them. You can't just turn off authentic emotions, I feel like. I had to start a husband, coined by Sade, but I had to start a husband. You know what I mean? And I love that. That was supposed to be my nigga. But it's just that I love me more in those moments. And so, yes, absolutely. Go the fuck over there. I'm good on this right here. Absolutely. And that was marriage. This wasn't like a long-term relationship. We weren't dating. We weren't shacking. Like, we were married living together. And I just, I didn't feel like it was love the way that I was being treated. And so I felt like me loving me way more than me loving him. But it didn't mean I didn't love him. But I didn't love the way that he treated me. I didn't love the way that he talked to me. But my heart, you know, I don't know if that's called the Stockholm effect. But when I said I do, I did intend for through, you know, sickness and health, through rough times, through all of that jazz. It's just that I don't feel like love is supposed to feel like that. The rough times aren't supposed to be rough like that. Like, I don't feel like that was the description that was put there when I agreed to those terms. So, in looking into that marriage and seeing it, I see it more so as a lesson of what I don't want, as opposed to what it is that I do want. Because I feel like the want of it all, what can you deal with for the rest of your life? You said forever. Can you deal with this for the rest of your life? And if you sign in a contract saying that, yes, you can, no, the fuck I can. I changed my mind. And if that makes me a re-nigga, that makes me a re-nigga. But I felt like my love for me weighed way more than my love for him. And it was worth more than my love for him. So I definitely had to get myself out of that situation. And he showed that type of love to a couple other women. And so, evidently, none of us fuck with it. So there's that. But had I not gone through that situation, or the situation before it, which I wasn't married in, or the situation before that, which I also wasn't married in, I would not have learned the lessons that I needed to learn, the accountability that I needed to have, the growth that I needed to see, the desires that I wanted for myself that were going to allow me and being my best version. Like, I need somebody that looks like this when I'm like this. That's like this when I'm like this. That's like this when I'm like this. Like, I need that balance in my life. And that wasn't provided in that relationship. So I do feel like it is if you giving this, you do get depleted. It's, if you're not getting this in return, if this is not matching this, there's no growth in it. I absolutely agree. But I feel like these are things that you should hopefully know before you decide to say I do, instead of listening to other people and going ahead and walking down the aisle like I did when I said I do. But when I did, I took it seriously, but I was the only one. And that's a problem when you come into the threshold by your goddamn self to make something work, and the other person is not even meeting you halfway, but is pretending and telling themselves that they are, but in actuality, you in a group text with all the people that he wants to fuck. So there's that, and some that he fucks. So I feel like sometimes you got to put the you above the them. And so, yeah, you may still love him, but you just love you more. And there's that. Wonder what Black got to say. When he see old boy, I'ma just take him out. I'ma just put his voice. He probably know his voice though. I'ma put a voice thing on it so he can hear it from somebody else and see how he feels about it. Unbiased. But yeah, that's what I got for you now. That's what I got for you. So I had a little bit of smoke. It's been trill. Got smoke? I do. Y'all let us know.
This is Mystique.
This is Mr. Everlasting.
And this is the Safe Word.
Safe Word.
Join us this season for all things kinky, all things BDSM, and all things sexy, y'all.
Live and every first and third Friday is when our episodes drop. Find us on your favorite platform and get ready to get safe with the Safe Word.
Safe Word.